This is program number LW2660. Custer's Last Stand. Little Bighorn. George Armstrong Custer, Lieutenant Colonel and Commander of the 7th Cavalry just after the Civil War, was to some one of the greatest heroes of all times. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you a little bit today about what kind of a man George Armstrong Custer really was. David Nevin, ex-newspaper man in Texas and writer for Life magazine, having researched Custer, says, and this is a quote, "Custer was a fool. He was a bad commander. Most of his men disliked him, distrusted him, feared him, and with good reason." Nevin says that Custer's ego was towering, and it demanded constant feeding. Nevin says George Armstrong Custer was able to kill without a twinge, yet was able to shed real tears at a melodrama in the theater. Despite what Custer said about himself, he was impetuous and impulsive. Nevin says that Custer, mounted on a strong horse, his heavy sword held high, his voice like a bugle, the sun flashing on his yellow hair, seemed to be a man for men to follow. In sight of his enemy, his instinct was immediate and unswerving. He charged. He didn't bother to find out how many troops he was charging, what reserves they might have, what problems of tactics or terrain might develop. He charged. But here was the kind of man Custer was. Whenever he went into the field, he was a fierce driver, setting a pace that he enjoyed and expected everyone else to keep up with. He could ride a full day without any liquids except for a cup of cold tea or coffee at noon. He could retain his energy with a minimum of food. He could fall to the ground and sleep like a dog for an hour or two and spring up refreshed. He often pushed his men through the day, and then, while they wearily made camp, he would order a fresh horse and ride off to hunt or scout the trail ahead. While everyone around him slept, he sat in his tent, writing letters. Men who did not share his energy found his pace cruel. And according to Mr. Nevin, the way Custer treated his men showed how egocentric Custer really was. While he and his 7th Cavalry was on maneuvers, Custer would dine on fresh game, while his men ate moldy bacon and hardtack. Sometimes Custer even took along a huge iron stove to put in his tent, and even once in a while he took a woman to cook for him. Custer, in a series of magazine articles he wrote, showed how he had total disregard for the welfare of his men. In the article, he described camping out in a blizzard one night. He told how he lay in a big tent, warm in his buffalo robes, watching the smoke from his fire drift through the tent flap above. But in the article, there was hardly a word of concern for his men who huddled against the cold snow and high winds outside, freezing under open shelters and wet blankets. On another occasion, Custer was leading his cavalry on a hot, exhausting summertime reconnaissance through Kansas, and he marched his men so unmercifully, through heat so intense, without a break, without a water hole in sight, that it killed most of the pet dogs the soldiers often took with them on summer campaigns. That night, Custer rode off to find a water hole, satisfied himself with a drink from it, laid himself down and went to sleep. It was daybreak before all his exhausted, thirsty men reached it themselves. You know, there are some leaders who are worth remembering, and then there are the others. Here's what Custer's own captain of the 7th Cavalry told about him. "I'm only too proud to say that I despised him." You know what makes a leader not only worth following after, but worth remembering after the years have passed? The greatest leader is the one who cares for his followers and is thus motivated to be their servant. That's what makes Jesus Christ not only worth following, but constantly remembered. On one occasion, he said, "I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." That is, Jesus said, he came not to be served, but to do the serving himself. And that's what makes Jesus Christ such a great leader. Follow him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "Do You Surrender?" Do you surrender? Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 2291.